This is After Eaton, a primary account of the events that took place during the Eaton Canyon fires in Altadena by the Pasadena City College staff, faculty, students, and alumni who experienced it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Thank you for being here on After Eaton. I'm host of After Eaton, Jens Campbell, a former alumni here at Pasadena City College. And we're here talking to Alton Wang regarding the Eaton fire and what his experience was with helping the school get so many things activated. Alton Wang, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit of your background?
Thanks for having me here. Uh-huh. As you said, my name is Alton Wang. I am currently the board president here at Pasadena City College. So I lead the board of trustees, which then oversees our college along with our superintendent president. I have the fortune of representing Trustee Area 7, mm-hmm. which covers the communities of Arcadia and Temple City. I am proud to be born and raised here in the San Gabriel Valley, the West San Gabriel Valley, and this is home. This is my community. And mm-hmm. so, you know, for me, the work that I do and the board does here at the college is really how do we better serve our communities here at home.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, in addition to being a trustee, what is your connection to PCC?
Yeah, I mean, my family most of them have gone through PCC as students. Mm-hmm. My parents, both of them, after they immigrated here when they were younger, they took English classes to help, you know, learn English and to better integrate into our communities here in the SGV. And so, mm-hmm. you know, PCC has been a big part of my family's immigrant story, yeah. about our small business story, about our story of just life here in the SGV. So, you know, for me, PCC has always been a big part of what it means to be an Angeleno, broadly speaking, yeah. of course, but certainly what it means to live here and thrive here in the SGV.
Absolutely. And for folks outside of Los Angeles or even on the west side of Los Angeles, SGV is the San Gabriel yes. Valley, which is where Pasadena as well as Arcadia and Temple mm-hmm. City are located. Yes. You know, talking about that, speaking about that particular neighborhood, you know, and this might not quite make sense to you at the mm-hmm. moment, but can you walk us through just a typical day in your life? Just like, honestly, just an average day, like yeah. hanging out in Arcadia or Pasadena. Just walk us through a day.
Absolutely. Well, my day job, I'm a nonprofit lawyer. Mm-hmm. And so being a trustee here at PCC is a part-time work in some ways, a volunteer mm-hmm. work in many ways, even though it is a local elected position. But my day job, I work on advancing civil rights for a larger nonprofit organization. So, I mean, my day really is sitting behind a computer and Zooming and figuring out how do we move our communities forward in places across the country. And it really is here in the SGV. You know, I spend most of my waking hours in the San Gabriel Valley at home, working from home, or my office is in Alhambra. Mm-hmm. So, you know, being part of the SGV is a huge part of not just my life, but, you know, my day to day, right? And so that is really, you know, morning to night. Honestly, it's a lot of Zooms nowadays, but a lot of Zooms and a lot of talking with my colleagues on what can we do to improve our communities.
Well, thank you yeah. very much for your service as a lawyer, as well as to our school yes. And our community abroad in general. And, you know, so that's your typical day, just yeah. being on Zoom, either
really
from
is.
Home or, Zoom, or in the office.
Yeah, it's really a typical day, unfortunately, really is Zooms. And then, of course, when I have the privilege of coming here to campus, you know, mm-hmm. we do have board meetings monthly, and mm-hmm. there's always wonderful events and activities happening here at the college that I try to come to as much as humanely possible.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will say that, you know, I may be here when I probably should be doing work, but it just brings me so much joy, and it's so important, I think, for the board to be here more frequently to really see the ongoings of our college community and to really better understand what the needs are here to make sure we're improving every time we possibly can to better serve our students, to better serve our staff, to better serve our faculty. And then, quite frankly, when those three communities are served, we're doing a better job of serving our community more broadly.
I love that. And again, thank you for being here. Apparently, this is your first time at the Lancer Radio Station.
First time. I hope it's not the last time.
No, well, you're welcome to come back anytime. Friend of the pod, Alton Wong.
I love that.
Lovely. But yes, and you know, not to pivot too hard here, but you know, it's very interesting. That's your typical day, mm-hmm. just kind of either being here or being in the office. I love that this is kind of your, it sounds like this is your happy place.
PCC is your happy place. It really is. I mean, how can you not consider this a happy place? Whenever I walk around here, there's just so much energy, especially during mm-hmm. the day when there are, you know, classes that are happening
yes.
and just the activity and the buzz. It just, it's so full of energy. And that is joy. That is happiness.
Yeah. And thank you for describing it that way too. Like that's been my experience here too. I've been a student here for a while. Well, now former student, but I agree that you feel that vitality here.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's also why, you know, the Eaton fire also has affected, the school
yeah.
in the way that it has. You know, and we all have different experiences of what that evening was like for us. Would you please describe what that evening was like for you,
yeah.
The evening that the fires began?
Wow. You know, when I think back to the first few days mm-hmm. When the fire began, it's kind of hard to piece together what we were all experiencing, right?
Yeah.
I certainly don't live in the impacted communities, so
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the hardship and the challenges that so many of our friends and loved ones had to evacuate in the wee hours in the morning. I certainly cannot begin to fathom what that was like.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember the strength of the winds that night. I just remember waking up hour after hour because something fell over in my yard, because
yeah.
something knocked over, because some branch was hitting my window, and just realizing that this is not normal. This has not been like this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've experienced strong winds every so often here in the LA Basin and the LA area, but not like this. And so really remembering that was a huge part of, I think, that first evening, right?
Yeah.
And then really then realizing the scope of what had happened. You know, first following the news of what was happening over in the Palisades and other parts of LA County. But then to see the speed at which the Eaton fire really began to tour through such important communities in the San Gabriel Valley was also just devastating. And so for me, just being able to, you know, see literally the fires in the mountains and then also realizing that this is going to be bigger than any of us could have anticipated. I think there was a moment there when I realized, and I think with so many of our incredible administrators and leaders here on our campus realized that this is going to really impact our community and we need to do something to support our community that is being impacted. And so I think that was just the first thought. That was the first reaction, set of thoughts that I had
yeah.
going into those first few days. Yeah.
That actually brings me to the next point I was going to make. From my point of view, you know, I was keeping pretty close watch on social media and alerts. There was a lot of confusion.
Mm.
There were a lot of false alerts going out. And you know, similar to you, I'm a helper. I'm constantly looking for, okay, how can I help? What can I do? But from my point of view, it looked like you were very instrumental in not only sharing out resources in those early days and early hours even of the fires that were going on, but you were, again, from my point of view, instrumental in activating Pasadena City College as a hub for donations and resources for folks to take items to and for folks to receive resources as well. Can you talk us through what that process was like and how you were actually able to do that so quickly?
Sure. You know, I appreciate you saying that. And I'd be absolutely remiss if I didn't say that so much of the work that PCC has done in response to the Eaton fire in support of our community here on campus and outside of campus that has been impacted has really been because of the leadership of our superintendent president, Dr. Jose Gomez, and
mm-hmm.
his team. You know, immediately as this emergency was beginning, they made swift and quick decisions that were going to be vital for the safety of our community. That includes canceling classes. That includes making sure that folks who didn't absolutely have to be here were staying home and remaining safe. They made those swift decisions that made a big difference in how we were able to then regroup and come together and figure out what do we do now. And I think there were a series of decisions at the early onset of the fire that PCC was going to be a space that was here for the community, that we would open our doors to help in any way we possibly can. And so Dr. Gomez really and his team made some critical decisions, everything from helping to feed families of the Pasadena Unified School District that were impacted because PUSD at the time was not as able because they were also in crisis with their campuses that have been severely damaged or destroyed by the fires. Making decisions like connecting the dots on that distribution site that was so successful here in our parking lot at PCC, and also helping anytime someone reached out to say we need some support and we think PCC could either anything from providing a space to assist in any of these, you know, ongoing relief efforts. And so I think it's that thinking of responding quickly, of making sure that we are here open and helping the community and saying yes wherever we could. I think that was a real important guiding ethos for our campus leadership. And so at the very beginning, it was just very clear that people needed access to resources. And I think, you know, for myself at least, you know, the very first day I was at the evacuation center, figuring out how we can support and how we can help the city in their response to the fire. But also, you know, from that experience, realizing that there is much more that we can do. And so I think that helped give birth with partnerships with the YMCA of Metropolitan Los Angeles to do the distribution center at PCC that really multiplied and amplified so quickly. You know, I remember the first few hours of setting up that distribution center, it was maybe a dozen of us, some of our incredibly dedicated staff here at PCC, absolutely incredible facilities staff as well here at PCC that were help setting up the distribution center. And I remember right away we had folks coming, whether it's because they needed water or basic essentials, right? And then I remember also that Sunday coming back again as we were kind of winding that process up, to then see the amount of volunteers and support from the community that we were getting. It's something that really shows the strength of this community here in the Pasadena, Altadena area and how much we care for each other. So I think that it really is just the guiding ideas and values that we wanted to live by that I think was able to have our college be such a critical part of the relief effort.
Absolutely. You know, just personal experience. I wasn't here that weekend, but when the campus did open that Monday, I did go to the Success Center, where I'm also a tutor. And I was astonished by it because I again had been following your social media and had seen how many donations had come through. And when I got here on Monday, everything was gone. The parking lot was clear. And that made me feel so proud of us as an institution, of us as truly a community hub, which is how, you know, even before all of this happened, but especially since the fires, I've been promoting PCC, Pasadena City College, as a community hub. It's not just a school. It is definitely a community hub.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it just made me so proud, which is why I wanted to speak to you, because I'm just like, how did this happen so quickly?
I appreciate that. And as you know, we say once you're a Lancer, you're a Lancer for life. And I think you have been an incredible example of what it means to be a Lancer for life. But you are right in terms of what it means to be a part of this community. A community college is not just for the folks that willingly choose to come onto our campus to receive an education or to receive support of any kind, or visiting our incredible Small Business Development Center. Whatever people might come to PCC for, that's just one part of it, a vital part of it.
Yes.
But we are also a part of the fabric of the broader community here in the West San Gabriel Valley. And we have a responsibility to the broader community here in the West San Gabriel Valley. And I think, you know, at least in terms of in the middle of this devastation, we were able to see some of the best of what it means to be a Lancer, what it means to be a community member here in this region, and how we're able to come together and respond.
Did you want to shout anybody out? I mean, you spoke about Dr. Gomez. Mm-hmm. You talked about our fabulous staff and faculty. I did see that you had worked, I think you posted something about them, that there was like an emergency preparedness organization that you had worked with or that the school had worked with.
I mean, I think it's so important to say that this effort was a massive effort. Mm-hmm. From the college's perspective.
Yes.
Right? We not only had some of our emergency response team members on day one of the Eaton fire show up at the evacuation center at Pasadena Convention Center to help assist with the ongoing needs of people who were immediately seeking shelter and immediately needing care or mm-hmm. support. They were incredible. We also had incredible nursing faculty and nursing students that went to the evacuation center to make sure people were getting the medical attention that they may have needed. You know, so many people have played a massive part in our college's response. And in many ways, at the center of that has been the leadership of this college through Dr. Gomez, through our vice presidents, through our facilities team, through our support staff, through the folks that showed up day after day, even when they might not have had to be here, in order to help this broader community. And I think that is a major, major aspect of what it means to be a Lancer, but certainly what it means for us to have been able to support people during this journey. I think, you know, in terms of that shout out piece, it's also important to recognize that in our response to the fires, it was also making sure those in our community had direct support from us during this process. And so, you know, our foundation in collaboration with the college has already given out, I believe, over $300,000 so far in just direct support mm-hmm. to staff, students, faculty that have been impacted by the fires. So that's a really important thing that we recognize, that we are here to support through the entire recovery journey. And one more thing that I'll mention is that, you know, when we were in the process of saying yes, however we could, to the community to make sure that we were responding to the needs at the moment, PCC, we were honored to really host the Disaster Recovery Center that was a one-stop shop at our Foothill campus to make sure that any member who was of the community that was impacted by the fires had somewhere to go to have all the resources they may need. They may have needed a new ID, driver's license. They may have needed help with FEMA and applying for immediate assistance. They may have been a small business owner that needed Small Business Administration support. Mm-hmm. All of those things were housed in one place, and that was at our Foothill campus. And that's just one example of the ways that we were able to support, right? It was able to be a space where community members know they trusted we as a campus to be there for them, and we stepped up. And so the Disaster Recovery Center has since moved back directly into Altadena to be more accessible to the folks who have been most impacted, certainly by the fires. Mm-hmm. But during that time, in the immediate aftermath of the fires, when they needed to set up, we were there in order for them to set up, and we were proud to host them.
And there were folks, I was on campus that mm-hmm. week at the Pasadena location, or rather the Colorado location, not the Foothill location, but routing folks and helping mm-hmm. folks head over to the Foothill location.
Absolutely.
So thank you for that. Yeah. And speaking on that, this might not make sense maybe to the average person, I suppose, but how have you remained resilient? And again, like I understand you haven't been directly impacted as far as your home, but, you know, Pasadena is still very close to your heart, I imagine, especially since PCC is basically your happy place. How have you remained resilient, you know, on behalf perhaps of colleagues and residents?
Absolutely. I mean, resilience is just an incredibly important, not just concept and idea in this moment, but practice, mm-hmm. really, right? And I think resilience shows up in our community Resilience shows up when we show up for each other. Resilience is where we still make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do that people might seek out in this path to recovery, that we're still here, that we're still operating. I'm so proud that PCC demonstrated some of that resilience, that we were able to reopen days after the fires began, because we knew that we are a space of stability for so many people. And I think resilience shows up in this community in of itself. I think this community has been incredibly resilient. And I think that helps build our individual resilience when we see other people practicing resilience, when we see our community coming together to practice resilience. And so that's where I know I've been gaining my strength from, where I've been, taking the strength from, because I think the resilience that this community, everybody here on campus, has exhibited has really been a driving force for how we're going to continue to rebuild and move forward as a community, right? I think those pieces that have really, that groundwork that has already been laid over the last few weeks, those last long weeks, is a really strong indicator that this community is going to come back. This community is going to be strong even in the future as they work on this recovery journey, because we know that the resilience is so, so present amongst our community members.
Absolutely. Very symbiotic.
Yes.
Is what it
sounds
like.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely symbiotic.
And, you know, speaking of that, a lot of us have been kind of experiencing this, and I just kind of wanted to check in. Would you say that you've been experiencing any kind of feelings of like survivor's guilt or anything of that nature in relation to this?
You know, I was able to finally see the devastation of the Eaton fire just a couple weeks ago. It was really important, I think, that folks that didn't reside in Altadena or didn't need to be there for the emergency response stay out of the way of emergency responders during the early weeks of the fires.
Yeah.
But I also think it's important for us to understand the gravity of the destruction, of what it has meant that each of these homes is so many stories and so many lives that have been impacted. And I think seeing the unbelievable aftermath of this fire, I think it goes to show that this community is, in fact, a vital part of the West San Gabriel Valley, that this community is, in fact, yes, resilient, yes, also strong, yes, going to rebuild, yes, going to come back. But it also, I think, shows how much love we all have for Altadena and the impact parts of Pasadena, and that the amount of willingness I think we will all have to continue to have in the years ahead is going to be important. The willingness that we had to step up in the early weeks of the fire has to continue because we know that recovery is not a quick process.
Yeah.
And so I do encourage folks that all of that desire to show up at distribution site, to volunteer, to donate, to help clean up the neighborhoods, that kind of energy, we need to take that and continue to show up over the next few years, because that will be the best way we are able to continue to support as a community during the recovery.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that, absolutely.
Yeah.
And lastly, do you have any words or wisdom that you'd like to share with our neighbors who are still experiencing the aftermath of this trauma, or honestly, even other folks who are experiencing different types of, you know, life-altering events like this? Do you have any words you'd like to share with them?
I mean, you're right to say that something like the Eaton fire is absolutely a life-altering event. And I think it is one of those moments where I know folks are thinking about basic needs and survival, right? And I think for us, one thing that I think is important to say is that PCC is still here to help. PCC is still here to support you. PCC is still here to support our community. And that support and that desire to aid this journey of recovery will not waver. Mm-hmm. I think that's something we all have committed to on this campus, no matter who you are on this campus. I think we're committed to that. And I think that is a message that I think folks need to know, is that we will still be here. We will always be here to support this community.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again so much, Alton, for agreeing to speak with us. And yeah, if we have any follow-up questions, I'll be sure to reach out to you.
Sounds good. This
has been lovely. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, of course.
After Eaton is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Jens Campbell. James Patrick is our executive producer. Audio engineering by Noah Caraballo and Jens Campbell. Director of photography is Noah Caraballo. Camera operation by Noah Caraballo, Chloe Chow, and James Patrick. Video editing by Chloe Chow and James Patrick. Theme song for After Eaton, Beings, was written and produced by Britton McWhorter. After Eaton was recorded at Lancer Radio Network and is a production of Pasadena City College's television and radio program with support from the Visual Arts and Media Communications Department. Listen to all episodes of After Eaton and more student-produced works at lancerradionetwork.org.